When I run on a new route or I venture into some different territory, it's always helpful to have some kind of waypoints or reminders about where I've been or how far I've gone from my starting point. These waypoints can be landmarks in physical space or alerts on my watch that tell me that another mile has come and gone. But each time a waypoint is reached, it kind of gives me permission to take stock of where I've been and where I might go next. After all, my willingness to kind of explore new places at mile 2 is way more likely than at mile 10, let's say. Now, this past year has taken us to some places. Some of those places have probably been tough and others have been absolutely delightful and life-giving. However, if we don't allow ourselves some time just to kind of pause and create some waypoints for the year, we often write the whole thing off as either good or bad. And I don't know that that's really faithful, because the reality is that it's full of all kinds of peaks and valleys. And so as we close the page of the chapter that we've entitled 2021, let's pause and take some time to finish well in hopes that then we can start something fresh this coming year in 2022. And as we pause to mark some of the waypoints of this past year, we're also giving ourselves permission to move on and not get stuck in the past or be consumed by the anxiety of what is next. So today, I want to take some time and do something a little bit different and practice giving ourselves permission to set some waypoints in hopes that it'll allow us to finish well and begin anew. Now, as we do this today, it'll also grant us permission to remember and recall some of the great encounters of hope and connection that we've had in this past year. In a world filled with isolation and anxiety, it feels like apathy and indifference are the default feelings that we expect many times. And without setting those milestones, those waypoints, that's what we're left with. However, we then forget that Jesus does more than just come and give us salvation, but rather grants us permission to feel. He gives us permission to share in community and have empathy for one another when our plans change, or even go out of our way to share compassion with others. And so as we set some of these waypoints today, we come to the realization that our call is to be human. This call is summed up well in our scripture today, this passage from 1 Peter that reminds us of the past, the present, and the future by setting some waypoints on their own. The language of inheritance that's used in our scripture today allows us to give thanks for the past gifts while casting vision for the future, and then it calls us to live and be present in a way that brings about God's preferred future. It's a powerful scripture and one that I think that we so often forget. Now, considering that it's still Christmas, though, I do want to quickly remind you of some of the gifts that Jesus brings with him through the birth of our Advent season and of the Christ child. We represent these gifts on our Advent wreath as we celebrate love, peace, hope, and joy. And they work together to make up some of the pillars of the inheritance that we get from God. Through these gifts of Advent and Christmas, we see the tension of being grateful for the past while straining for the future. However, it seems so easy that we can be caught up in the past or the swirl of the future and forget to live in the present. Now, this is our call today. This is the call from our scripture, and in fact, the call that God gives us, the first job that God gives humanity at the beginning of the Bible. We're called to be present, to do the next faithful thing as we govern and care for creation that we have been entrusted with, that we have inherited. So I want to try something today, and I want you to find a comfortable spot, ideally, and say the following phrase with me out loud. Okay, are you ready? I am here in this space with all of you at church today. Okay, let's try it together. I am here in this space with all of you at church today. How'd that feel? Fine, maybe a little bit boring or something like that, right? Now, this is an exercise that started off by an author and Jesuit priest, James Martin, as he's writing in his book, How to Pray, that he went to a acting lab and this was one of the first assignments. And as he wrote about this encounter in the context of this acting class, it was to find your voice. And the teacher, the instructor, had every single participant say this phrase individually to the whole class. I'm here in this place, not doing church with you today, of course, but in that space. Okay, so they were then asked, after this kind of bland thing, how's that gonna help us find our voice? Then they were asked to find waypoints for their lives. Now, I know it feels strange, but play along with me for just a little bit. I want to make some space where you can then begin at the beginning on either a piece of paper or the notes section in our chat area or just mentally, and make some space to denote milestones or waypoints. Mark special moments on the timeline of your life. Denote, you know, significant events in your life. This might be a job or a relationship. It might be an experience that you had on school or vacation. How have you come to be who you are? How does your story affect who you are now? What do those waypoints say about what you carry with you? We're gonna take a minute or two for you just to work on that on your own and simply reflect. We're gonna pause right now so you might do that. As we come back together and you think about your waypoints, I'm sure that there could be hundreds more that could be added, but I want you to once again say the phrase that we started with and try to see if it feels different. This time, remember all of those waypoints that have led you to this point. I am here in this space with all of you at church today. Does it feel different? I am here in this space with all of you at church today. All of my past has led me to here. It feels a little bit different. The waypoints help us find our voice in times of you know, trouble, but also to give us the courage to move into the future. But it's not just pausing in the present that we can fully appreciate, or it's only in times of pausing in the presence that we can fully appreciate where we're going in our past inheritance. For Father James Martin, this leads into the discussion of a practice called the Ignatius Examen, which we could talk about at a later date, but this is something that we can do every single day to remember to be grounded in the present so that we can move gratefully into the future. And so as we close, I'd encourage you to take some time this week to make some space like we did here and pause, to be still. Maybe to even map out a few more waypoints along the way. In doing this, I find that I become more fully able to participate in the life-giving hope that I have in Jesus and the work of being a peacemaker so that I might care for the inheritance that I have been entrusted with. As we go from this place, as we start new adventures, let us be grounded in the present, reminded of the gift of the past, so that we can strain forward towards the future of what God might have in store and is up to and doing in our lives. Let's pray. Wonder-working God, we pause. We pause to breathe, we pause to remember, and we pause to reflect on the gifts that you have given us, the bedrock of which is hope, peace, love, and joy that we find in our freedom in you. God, allow us to cling to this living hope that we have in Jesus so that we might be your people, God, fully participating presently in doing the work that you have called us to, being stewards and caretakers and those who are faithful with the inheritance that we have been blessed with. God of grace, as we begin this new year, bless us and keep us. Amen.